go ahead and introduce yourself, a little bit about what you do and things like that.
Well, I'm Lucinda Grant. I'm a pretty much lifelong resident of the city of St. Petersburg. I've been here with the city of St. Pete for about 37 years now. Yeah, worked a long time, started out working in HR for the city as a background investigator and personnel analyst in HR. Worked alongside Jimmy King, one of the Courageous 12, as we recruited law enforcement and firefighters for the city of St. Pete. Did that for about 9.5 years and have worked myself, I guess you could say, through several departments. And I was in HR and Parks and Rec the longest, and I'm located now in the Parks and Rec department. Recently promoted to the position of Parks and Recreation Manager. But before that, I was doing most of the HR-related functions within Parks and Rec. I worked with Dale Holmes, who was a longtime director for Parks and... Well, he was the Parks Director, as a matter of fact, before we merged again to be Parks and Rec. We've been merged now for about 10 years. And I've served in that capacity as a, I guess you would say, the HR, they call me the HR guru around the department. Some would say that I'm the one with the wealth of knowledge of the department as a whole, because I've worked with both sides even while I was as a parks person. But now I'm mostly on the recreation side and the programming side of things, as we call it, instead of the maintenance and trade sides. And so my job now is to manage several centers, mostly surrounded about mostly our seniors. Centers, I would say. We have Azalea in the therapeutic operation, which caters, you know, mostly to individuals that are, we'll use the word, disabled or challenged, I like to say. And we work with that group of individuals, but most of the programming that's done there is on the senior side of things at Azalea Rec Center, so supervised Bay Vista Recreation Center. And Bay Vista's Recreation Center is mostly programmed to more of the older population as well. And I supervise the Enoch Davis Center, which we call our community center, a center for the people, for the most part, because it's a center where people go for opportunity and information. It's the best way to describe that one. And then we have what we call the Sunshine Center, and that's our labeled Sunshine Senior Center. And that center caters mostly to our older people, our older adults, and they do various programming activities for seniors there. And it is an accredited location. And then I handle right now some of the administrative functions within Parks and Recreation. My replacement just got here on Monday. So, therefore, some might say I'm still doing a little bit of two jobs right now. My previous job, which, as I said, was more HR related with payroll, family medical leave, workers' comp, and those types of things, to doing more administrative functions on the other end with the other departments. And I just finished up, or I'll call it a year. it's almost 2 years, really, of being a part of Leadership St. Pete, which I've devoted almost 20 years to volunteering for that program and assisting with the class members from year to year. So I served last year for 2021 as the chair of Leadership St. Pete, graduating the most diverse class that leadership has had in their 50-year history. Also, I was very proud to have at least six of my City of St. Pete employees with me, which is the, I believe, the largest group of city employees that have gone through the program. And I just finished that up. So right now it's bittersweet, of course, because I'm changing courses and I have to learn how, I guess you would say, to sit and be a partner now for the new chair that's coming in. And that's been real, real interesting to be placed in that position. And then, of course, I will assist her as she brings on her new class, which will be recruited for starting in September. And her name is Lindsay Pett. But Madeline McCarthy Anderson is the one that chose me as her chair-elect. And I was most honored after serving with Leadership St. Pete for so many weeks. So it's been interesting.
Sounds like you had quite a career there. That's awesome.
It's been some stuff going on, shall I say. And, you know, when you work for an agency for so long, that's really your career. When you've worked with an agency as long as I have with the City of St. Petersburg, that's been your overall background for so many years, even though you may have done, you know, some other things, but that's where I've basically been and what I've basically been doing.
Very cool.
For the last few years.
Well, so, how many years have you been in St. Pete? Have you been in there here your whole life?
Pretty much my whole life. I did move away for a couple of years and came back and rejoined the city's organization. So I've been in St. Petersburg. Well, and this may scare you, so hold on to me. Okay. I was born and raised in St. Petersburg. I went to the local high schools. And so I've been in this city, well, about 63 years.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Are there any other organizations that you're involved with?
Yes, I help with the Core Hearts of Champions, my sister and brother's keepers program that the city has. I work with that particular program. Of course, as I said, I worked with the city's program. I had a small group of individuals and young girls I used to bring together, and I called it Sisters in Bloom. So I kind of go by the name Another Sister in Bloom, I am, because I worked with those young girls for a number of years. I have not done that program in a while. Now, of course, I belong to a local church in the city. And for the most part, Leadership St. Pete, the Core Hearts, and my church experience is basically what I've been doing, I would say, for the last few years. That's kept me pretty busy. I am a part of the Jordan Park Nostalgic Association, a group I lived in. I'm a product of Jordan Park Projects. And I got involved with that program as a chartered member and been involved with that program also.
Very cool. So what gets you out of bed every day?
I'm going to say my love for people. Getting up and coming here, being a servant leader. I believe in servant leadership. I believe my job as a city employee has basically led me to the point of knowing that doing things for others is more important sometimes than doing things for myself. Even I've found So I would say just people get me out of bed. I love people. I enjoy being around people, and I enjoy making others feel good about themselves.
Awesome. Why St. Pete?
Well, born and raised here, seen the city grow in so many different ways. We are a city of opportunity, and I work for, I believe, the best mayor in the city. I believe in the growth of this city and its opportunities. We are still going through some growing pains, but it has definitely been a rich city. It's certainly created opportunities for me that I cannot deny, made a way for me to grow and to be who I am today. So for me, it's a city that lends itself to others and give everyone an opportunity to survive. And certainly we still have work to do, but I believe that we're working on it.
What is one habit that you keep?
I have a rich history in my church. I believe I've been a member of that church for over 40 years.
That's awesome.
And that church is Gethsemane Missionary Baptist Church. And the people there are a family, I guess is the best way to describe it. So that's something that I, as they say, pun intended, religiously do. The other habit that I keep is walking. I'm an avid walker. I walk pretty much every day with a group of people as well as by myself on the weekends as an opportunity to give me some time to think and reflect. And it gives me an opportunity to see the city from a different side because that's early morning walking. So I get a fresh perspective every day. It's the way to get moving for me in the morning. And I try to do things right all the time. I believe in the word love, and I take love very personally and strongly. Those are the habits with that I feel I just have to keep finding love, you know, in my heart every day for everybody.
I think that, especially given the last year, that is a great habit to keep.
Well, I appreciate that.
Who are some people that influence you?
Well, yeah, I would say I'm looking at this one that you have up, and I certainly think my mom was number one. For as I'm concerned, she was the strongest lady I knew. Very resilient young lady. I've grown to be so much like her. Boy, it makes me emotional to even talk about it. Definitely my mom and my family. Those are my biggest supporters and my biggest influencers. And then I would say those people that I give credit all the time to. Leadership St. Pete for making a big difference in my life over the years. The growth that I gained through that program, I believe, led me to a new opportunity with the city of St. Petersburg and the people I work with. I mean, I don't necessarily always have to look for the big name people, but I love Cicely Tyson. It's not someone I met, but I love her. Her demeanor was just very respectful all the time, and I believe in that. Gwen Reese has been a great influencer for me and certainly a good friend and comrade and mentor for me. I'm thankful for her and what she's done and instilled. And I think if they look at it and they see family, that would be probably certainly one of the most influencers for me. And so many people are a part of mine. So I don't necessarily want to call names.
They'll know.
Yeah, they should know. Because Thomas Jackson, you know, I took my role here after Thomas Bett Jackson, and I'm supervising some of the locations that he was responsible for. So, you know, those people, Dale Holmes, who was my supervisor before my new supervisor, those were people that spoke volumes to my growth and spoke volumes to keeping me on track and helping me along the way. So I've had many a mentor, as I've said that, but my mom certainly is the number one person.
So what is one piece of insight or a book, methodology, or practice that you would share with our readers?
I'm a strong, of course, a biblical reader. I believe in the Bible and what it says, and I believe it gives individuals as much insight as any other book would give. I'm a big proponent of quotes. Love quotes and hearing words in which people are able to steer and give to others that bring about growth. At 29 years old, my baby sister passed away. And her passing was something that left a big mark in my life because I felt she died so young. But what I learned from that was that you take nothing for granted. Life is too short. Tomorrow is not promised, and today is already gone. That pretty much helped me to get through. Butterflies are a big proponent for me. And when my mom died, a butterfly came to visit. And met me on my front porch as I tried to enter my home, which blew my mind. And it wasn't until I realized that I recognized the actual butterfly being there, because we didn't know what it was as my sisters and I stepped up to the porch. It was hard to describe what it was because it was so big. So it kind of scared us or frightened us. And once we looked, we were able to see that it was a butterfly. And the butterfly was huge. And I gathered from that it was not only a butterfly, it was the spirit. So I'm really into those, I guess, things that people don't necessarily, as some people tell me all the time, I'm deep. I'm a deep talker, and sometimes those things for which I'm deep about makes no sense to anyone else but me. And I believe if we just take the time to understand that wisdom comes in so many different ways. Find something. If it's not the Bible, find something that makes your heart stronger, better, more loving, more caring. And find then someone that has information that shares that concept with you. My class will tell you that I certainly believe in quotes. And I can read you this one. It says, success is to be measured not so much by the position that one has reached in life as by the obstacles which he or she has overcome. And that's Booker T. Washington. But that one really resonated with me, and the other one is very similar. Very similar.
What is one thing you wish you knew about your work 3 years ago?
That which I believe cannot be taught via a book or any other way than to have it in your heart, and that's empathy. I knew about it, I just didn't know, or I didn't, shall I say, use it as much, because some have evaluated it as being a sign of weakness, and I feel it's one of my strongest attributes. So if I believe, used it as much as I used it this last year with the leadership saying, yeah.
It has been needed.
Yes, to show people that everyone is counted, everyone is important, everyone has these same opportunities. We just cannot allow obstacles to be placed in our way and then basically decide to give in to those obstacles. Keep pressing forward and keep a goal in mind. Don't leave goals out. Keep them in mind. Whatever you think you want to do and you want to be, go after until that goal is fulfilled. And it can be fulfilled without it being the total goal, because you can get it from other sources that'll lead you to your total goal. People need to see the value in you, and you need to see the value in yourself to the point that you push yourself to know that you can still get what you want.
What's next for you?
Well, I do want to build a relationship here with the city that will create an avenue for more young women, especially, to reach their growth opportunity. I want to create an equitable environment for all to survive and live and thrive. And I want people to know that they're loved. So I want to create environments in which others are enriched on a daily basis, so no one feels that they are left out. My growth opportunity here at the city has been one that I certainly cherish, and I will continue to grow in my job and be a part of this group. But I even mentioned to my supervisor that my goal here is to create environments, an environment where others feel that they are appreciated and loved, and that they're doing a good job, and that they want to be a part of this unit, and they want to grow with this unit. So I want to help them to grow in whatever way that they feel they want to do that. Not that others are not doing it, but it's my goal. So that's one of the things that's next. And my other, I would say, is something for myself. I've always wanted a PhD. Always have wanted to be known as Dr. Grant. And I'm looking forward to getting involved with some other groups and doing some things with others that try to enrich the lives of common, everyday people. I believe in giving myself. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to be used in a way that will help others grow. And so if that means helping them with resumes, helping them to see the potential in themselves, helping them to find growth opportunities, I am looking forward to those opportunities. So I'm stretching myself out wide and will try my best to get involved with some other groups that lead to that for others, because life is too short for us to just think about ourselves.